He's dead. No one can lose that much blood and survive. There are shouts outside. Running feet. The beach house is set away from the main hotel, but sound carries across water. Someone heard the screaming. Help is coming. I see her realize it too. Cradling her dislocated arm, she turns quickly towards the open terrace door, weighing up her chances. It's only one floor up. There's soft sand below, but the tide is coming in, cutting off the causeway, and she's in no condition to scramble up the treacherous cliff steps. She's running out of time anyway. The voices are right outside the door. She looks at me and gives a small shrug. Win some, lose some. Then leans back against the edge of the sofa and closes her eyes. The hubbub outside intensifies. The door shudders and then splinters. Two men spill into the room, a press of white faces behind them. I see the shock in their eyes as the gory scene registers. One of them turns and shuts the door, but not before a mobile phone flashes in the crowd. Now, perhaps, everyone will finally believe me.
Celia May Roberts, Part 1 of Recorded Interview. Date, 25th of July, 2020. Duration, 41 minutes. Location, Burr Island Hotel. Conducted by officers from Devon and Cornwall Police. This interview is being recorded. I am Detective Inspector John Garrett, and I'm the senior investigating officer of the Major Crime Team, investigating the violent death of Andrew Page at the Burr Island Hotel earlier today. The date is Saturday, the 25th of July, 2020, and the time by my watch is 3:40 in the afternoon. What's your full name?
Celia May Roberts.
Thank you. And can you confirm your date of birth for me?
I don't see how that's relevant.
Just for the record, Mrs. Roberts.
The 14th of February, 1952.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to know about me? My shoe size, my star sign? I didn't kill my son-in-law. Instead of wasting your time with me, you should be...
Mrs. Roberts, I'm not being rude, stopping you there, but it's just important that I get the introduction bit done, so sorry to interrupt you. I realise this must be very upsetting for you, Mrs. Roberts. Would you like a cup of tea before we continue?
No, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. It's just... we all loved Andrew very much. I can't take any of this in.
It's all right, Mrs. Roberts. We can stop at any time.
I think I'd rather just get this out of the way, so I can be with my daughter and grandchildren.
Right then. Also present with me is...
Detective Sergeant Anna Perry.
Mrs. Roberts... I know this is difficult, but if you could tell us what...
Caroline killed him.
You're referring to his current wife, Mrs. Caroline Page?
Yes.
Did you actually witness...
I saw that woman standing right beside him, literally red-handed. There was blood everywhere. You should be arresting...
Was anyone else there?
My daughter, but...
Your daughter being Louise Page, Mr. Page's ex-wife?
Yes.
What was she doing when you arrived?
She was on the floor with Andrew. She had his head in her lap.
So, just to be clear, Mrs. Roberts, you didn't actually see Caroline Page stab her husband? And no one else was there other than your daughter and Mrs. Page? You didn't see anyone else go in or out of the beach house?
There were a couple of groundsmen outside, keeping everyone from going in. And, of course, a lot of people got there around the same time I did. We all heard the screaming,